And now to further discuss Marvel Comics and the death of Stan Lee, we have your local State Farm agents, Kim Gardner and Chip Harvey. Good morning, all.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So more Spider-Man fans over here, at least Kim?
Big Spider-Man.
There you are.
Yeah.
Everybody loves Spider-Man. That is what we are learning. All right, so enough of that. Let's talk about more serious matters here. And we have, on the show recently, talked with local members of law enforcement about the rash of break-ins that have happened in primarily Lynchburg, Campbell County area, downtown, out through Timberlake Road, that sort of thing. And so is your advice to people, just leave all your best stuff in the car with the doors unlocked and the windows rolled down.
and a sign, preferably.
And your flashers, right, yes. And your flashers on.
Free stuff
and
here.
Your flashers.
Yes. No, I mean, yeah, first basic rule, valuable stuff, if it has to be in the car, put it in the trunk, presuming you have one, it's somewhere out of sight, and keep your doors locked, huh?
Absolutely.
That's simple.
And after that's one of the things that amazed me is how much, at least in some of the ones in Rainbow Forest, they were just walking by, seeing if cars were open. I mean, do you get claims from your customers very often, your clients, of, hey, I had this and that stolen in my car, and yes, the door was unlocked?
Yeah, and another thing, Brian, just most recently I heard that there was a spree of these around Randolph College.
Oh, okay.
And they said that majority of them were unlocked doors, and same thing. People just go along and try the doors, and so you're just inviting them.
But
we do get those claims.
The temptation for some people who are opportunistic, it's, the door is unlocked.
Right.
You see, people say they leave purses, they leave their laptops, their computers, or a briefcase, which they think is...
So, something kind of innocuous.
Exactly.
You would hardly notice.
But, we're starting to get theft claims from homes.
And one other thing I was going to say, it's interesting because neither the homeowners nor the auto policy has any requirement that the house or the vehicle has to be locked in order to have coverage. So that it's not stipulated in the policy. So you can leave your front door wide open, you can leave your cars unlocked, and theft is still covered and that type of thing.
Now, let's talk about what covers what, essentially. And I guess, first, if your car is stolen, that's going to be your auto insurance. But if something is stolen out of your car, that's not covered by your auto insurance, I believe you were telling me.
That's right. It's personal property, so it would be covered under your homeowner's or renter's policy. You could conceivably have somebody break into your car and have damage to your car, so you would have an auto policy claim because of the damage to the car, and then a homeowner's claim for the things that they took.
And does the car have to be parked in or around your home, or is it just anywhere it is, it's covered by your homeowner's or renter's policy?
Anywhere.
Anywhere.
So do you then, if you're claiming on two different policies for two things, you say damage to the car, something stolen, so it's two different claims, two deductibles, I take it to?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Even if you have it with the same company, they wouldn't apply just one to both of them?
Two separate contracts, two separate policies.
And people really have a hard time with that because we get the calls, we're getting them all the time when something is stolen out of the car, breaking in the car, broken glass and different things, and then they stole golf clubs or things of that nature.
They stole your Guernica from Picasso.
And they'll say, what do you mean, my homeowners? They stole it out of my car. This is a car claim. Well, it's not because what they took was personal property along with maybe damage to the car. And they have a really hard time with that.
And in this internet shopping sensation, everybody's raising their deductibles to keep the premium down. So theft, the auto policy, the theft is covered under your other than collision, which we all used to call comprehensive. So if you have a $500 or $1,000 deductible, theoretically...
Yeah, you probably don't have a claim.
You would have a claim, but it would have to be pretty substantial. Yeah. I mean, you had loaded up your entire car to go on vacation or something, and something like that.
You had your art collection in there.
Of course, on its way to be, mm-hmm.
And clean. It's interesting, with coming into this holiday season, what we have seen before is that many times the people have been out shopping for Christmas, they're buying the Christmas toys for the kids, they're hiding them in the car, leaving them in the back, et cetera, and then there's a theft and all the Christmas stuff is taken. And interestingly enough, the only time personal property is covered under the automobile policy is fire. If the car is burned, then the personal property is covered under the car policy. But if it's stolen, then it's covered under the homeowner's.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. The only time we've ever had it happen, we had it happen recently with someone breaking into my son's car. He had left it unlocked. It was a miscommunication of somebody saying, hey, leave your car unlocked because I need to grab something out of it.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they didn't do it, and so the car was unlocked, and it just so happens that that's when the that's kids when are roaming out. The street.
Yeah.
But it was his wallet, and it had cash in it. So I guess that would not be recoverable? Or
cash is covered under the homeowner's policy with
the
limit.
With a limit. Okay.
A lot of $200.
$15,000?
Yeah. Which probably doesn't meet the deductible.
If there's a deductible, that has to apply.
Right.
I mean, the obvious thing is just
lock your car.
Your doors.
Right.
Don't leave
right.
anything yeah. In clear sight that becomes sort of a temptation.
You yeah. mentioned that, though, I think one of you just mentioned that you're seeing it happening more now in houses, people mm-hmm. having their houses broken into.
Tell
us about that. What have you been hearing recently?
I just had a situation where somebody said that the police thought that they had come through a window that they thought they had locked, and they just scooted in and took everything they could see quickly. So it's sort of a grab and go kind of philosophy, mm-hmm. anything you can see to get in quickly and get out. But unfortunately, in that situation, there wasn't any coverage because it was things that didn't reach your deductible, mm-hmm. and there really isn't any evidence of a break-in, and
right,
that's
right.
very important that there's a police report and some evidence that the property's been damaged.
Was stolen, yeah.
Oh, what do you mean by that? There has to be evidence that it was broken into. Why, just to prevent fraud? People just saying something was stolen and it
so
wasn't?
Somebody could claim it. What happens is a lot of people have something stolen and they don't report it to the police. So they call us and we ask them, did you report it to the police? No, I didn't do that. Well, they need to report it, because if somebody is going to do something fraudulent and misplace it and claim it was stolen, they don't want to call the police. So in crime claims, you are supposed to always call the police and make a report. And they'll say, well, but they'll never find it. And they say, no, but what happens many times is the police say it fits into a pattern. So if they've had 1, 2, 3, 4 calls, and they have a pattern of where it's happening and how it's happening, so it may not be recoverable, but number one, it solidifies it as a legitimate crime claim and may help solve a ring of situations that are happening.
And so, on another positive note, if there are things that are trying to be hawked, at the pawn shops, then the claim being reported and the items yeah. being reported with details will then get notified yep. to the local pawn shop. So they'll know that they're potentially stolen property.
So if you have things stolen from your car or your house, first step is to call the police.
Right.
And then call you guys.
Right. Exactly. And with this, the other thing, crime break-ins like this have been happening, obviously, for drugs, drug money and stuff. Mm-hmm. But also now you're coming into this Christmas holiday season when money is tight, money is flying like crazy. So it just precipitates more incidents of break-ins and things.
So let's talk about getting your home ready for any kind of problems you might have. Claims with winter weather, we've certainly seen plenty of bad weather throughout this year with tornado, with rain, wind, that sort of stuff. What are the 2 or 3 main things to think of as you try to prep your house so that you avoid having to make any sort of claims at this time of year?
Oddly enough, and the leaves are still coming down, but cleaning out your gutters,
drains clean, yeah, so that getting, water and stuff flows.
Because what tends to happen is the ice dams in the gutters.
Right. And so, tell us what happens then. If that happens, what sort of, is that going to cause a collapse of them? What are you looking
Sometimes
at there?
Sometimes it doesn't collapse, but what it'll do is it'll cause water to back up under the eaves of the house, under the fascia board, and come down the walls inside. And strangely enough, if we have a client that calls and said, my gutters are frozen, water's coming in the house, and we tell them, go out there and rip the gutters off the house. That's the only thing you can do, because the gutters are solid, frozen, and you just tell them, pull them off the house at that section where it's doing it to stop the water from coming in.
Obviously, making sure you've got adequate heat in the house
sure.
so the pipes
yeah.
don't break.
Yeah.
And if
oh,
you're
yeah.
going to be out of town, you want to make sure that the pipes won't freeze so there's water moving. And you would, in this case, we tell everybody, tell a neighbor, that so that people can keep an eye on things.
Right. And so if you've got the problem with the gutters of water coming, that is covered then? I mean, sometimes water is, sometimes it isn't.
Yes.
But that would be covered under homeowner's policy?
If you remember some of our previous discussions, water that has not hit the ground, when it hits the ground, it becomes, by definition, rising water, flood, et cetera. But if it comes in through a window, through the eaves of a house, a roof, a chimney, cap thing than what is covered.
Is that the domestic water?
No, that's well, that's not domestic.
Mary loves the domestic water.
I was waiting for you to get to it.
Well, domestic water would be where it comes from your own plumbing system. But this would be water, could be natural water, but it has not hit the ground. It's coming in through windows and other sources before it hits the ground.
And if you use an old-fashioned fireplace, get the chimney cleaned?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that's
wood stoves. Have you all had, it seems like it's been raining nonstop for months and months. I mean, have you had a lot of claims because of rainy weather causing problems?
We had a lot of water claims back when we had the just large volumes of water. Mm-hmm. But right now it's with the bad weather, you know, around here, snow is a four-letter word, ice is a four-letter, everything is a, you know, that people just don't do well when the weather gets bad.
I know it. It's
And there's stuff in the forecast tonight.
Yeah,
there's a four-letter word in the forecast
tonight. Tomorrow morning, we start.
The beloved wintry mix. Mm-hmm. So on a morning like that, are you guys just in the office of your hand, right by the phone, waiting for people to call and say, I didn't get the snow tires on as soon as I should have?
Well, whenever that we hear about a four or five car pileup, we can always pretty much guess that State Farm is in that mix.
Sure. Mm. And I always ask people who see it, I said, did you see any State Farm bumper stickers?
Well, what are you all thinking as you watch what's happening out in California with all those houses being destroyed by fire?
Obviously, being in the business, I mean, in addition to feeling terrible about the people and the losses, but I tend to think about, too, can you imagine what's happening, the impact on insurance companies who have got to pay, you know, majority, where in flood, a lot of people don't have coverage. Most people have fire coverage under their homeowners and business. So this is just going to be a horrible impact on the insurance companies in general to have to go in and pay for all that and adjust it and the manpower and time it's going to take.
You know, let me ask you too on that. You know, there's a debate as far as flood insurance goes, and do we want to keep having, and in some places, Florida, you have to deal with the government where it's subsidized. The federal government has its own program. And so, like, hey, we shouldn't be subsidizing insurance places where people live where it's just dangerous to live. Is there any thought about that in the West with fires? As you see, the fires seem to be worse and worse every year. Is there any idea that somewhere, you know, companies might stop writing insurance in places?
I haven't heard that, but I know it's just like the hurricanes in Florida and the fires out West. The insurance rates are just astronomical.
So the cost will just go up?
Yeah. They're just going to have to raise it to a point where they feel like they can make it work. And so it's just unbelievable what they'll be.
I think the states that are typically impacted by the wildfires have a management group that looks at things like that, but that's more on a municipality situation, and that's not from a personal insurance situation.
And all states typically have a catastrophic load in the premium for hurricanes, hail, fires, earthquake, whatever it may be. They load that, and what a lot of people don't realize, so we in Virginia are not going to be paying for the fires in California. They have their own situation there. And a lot of people are under misconception with the fires that my rates are going to go up in Virginia. And that's the only reason they would go up is that when you calculate the replacement cost on a house and you find out it's what I call indirectly could affect it. So you go to Lowe's and Home Depot and places to buy building materials, sheetrock, roofing, lumber. And the prices jumped sky high, and you go, what in the world? And I say, well, it's all being shipped to the West Coast.
Right, okay.
And so supply and demand raises the cost to build a house here, which raises the insurance rates, but it's not directly because of that. We're not raising it just because of the losses.
Well, I will say probably as far as fire goes, we're probably pretty safe here on that account, at least for the next few days or weeks.
Although you've got a lot of just individual houses.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Something happens inside the house. That's different.
Yeah, yeah.
I say probably won't have any lightning spiked or sparked wildfires.
Let's hope not.
Yeah. All right. Very good. And Kim and Chip, let people know how to get in touch with you.
Kim Gardner, 220 Amelon Square in Madison Heights.
And Chip Harvey on Timberlake Road next to McDonald's.